Welcome to In Moderation,
the show where we give you a moderate dose of info, sarcasm, and we already know we're not approved.
Welcome to episode 29 of In Moderation. Wow, we're getting up there. We're almost at 30, Liam. You're going to have to change your numbering system.
I've never even said what it was anyway. I've always just said a random number. It's going to continue to be a random number until always.
Until you finally get it right?
Just start doing
I'm never going to get it right.
Hell freezes over?
It's just going to get progressively more difficult to remember. Most people get up to the hundreds before they forget, and then I'm in like episode four. Yep. So anyway, go ahead.
So this week's guest is kind of interesting because, you know, full disclosure, me and Liam like our full disclosure there. Her PR agent reached out to us, and we get PR agents emailing us every so often. And I go through and I vet their channels and whatever. By the way, Liam, why don't we have a fancy schmancy PR agent?
Money. Money is the answer.
Any PR agents out there want to work for Banana Laffy Taffy?
Absolutely free. Then come on board.
So anyway, PR agent reached out to us and I checked out her channel and I was like, you know what? This is pretty good. Let's bring her on. It's nice to have somebody outside of our usual circle, get some new blood in here. But her name is Nikki, and it was very important that we bring her on because, see, Liam and I, we have this audience that we just don't know anything about. We are a part of a certain demographic, and we can't speak on that. And so, Nikki, tell us what it's like to not have facial hair.
That's exactly right. I was going with like, are we going shorter? Are we going with like, I don't know, like long? Well, you have long hair. I don't know. I guess, yeah.
I mean, technically, I have facial hair. I have eyebrows, right? So,
what defines facial hair? Like, people say I don't have facial hair, even though I have a soul patch, which is obviously the best facial hair. Duh.
I was watching your content, Liam, and I was like, damn, that thing is prominent. That is out there. But
listen, if I could dye it, I would too. I'd make it like red or something, or like blue.
Dye it. That would be hilarious.
One day I will. I don't know when. I'll do it at some point.
Okay. You dye yours, I'll dye mine.
You got a lot more work.
Okay. Everybody listening to the Patreon, you get us to, like episode 100 or something, and we'll do this.
Yeah, pay us so we can then pay a PR person.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Nikki, tell us all about yourself because I absolutely know nothing about you.
I lift weights, I pick them up, and I put them down.
Excellent. Okay, podcast over. We're done.
Can I just say those Planet Fitness commercials were the best? Those are the best. Like, I pick things up, I might put them down. Like, it was so good. And this is our stretching room, just shoves them out the door. Those, I mean, 10 out of 10 for those. I give 100%.
Anyway, yep. I eat a lot of food. I love macronutrients because it's backed by science. I lift weights, I strength train, and I believe in empowering tons and tons of women worldwide to do the same thing because I think that doing those things helps to make them more healthier, stronger, and more confident in themselves. So it's a little bit about me.
That's awesome. And empowering women is kind of why I really wanted to bring you on here because we do have a demographic that Liam and I, we're not part of. And the majority of our listeners are actually women.
Is that true? That's crazy considering I didn't know what a woman was till I was 10 years old. It's weird.
Well, it's interesting. It's awesome, though. I mean, you guys are hilarious so far. I'm just meeting you guys in the last 15 minutes. I had no idea what I was walking into, but you guys are a vibe. So
that's the way we like things is you have no idea. Completely surprised.
Yeah. Great. I don't even know where to go from there. Let's start with how did you personally get into lifting?
How did I personally get into lifting? I mean, there's a saying that breakups make bodybuilders.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Yeah, totally. Yep. So I was engaged about 10 years ago and called off that engagement. And best thing I ever did. And decided to do things for myself and think for myself and act for myself and started lifting. And there we got into the world of bodybuilding. I competed 3 times. I went pro in my first show, but it was like a very small federation. And then I went pro in my second show, and it was a bigger federation called the OCB. So I'm all natural. I've had to be polygraphed. I had to pee in a cup after I won. I don't take steroids. Many people do. Many people blast me on social media saying that I do.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, the trolls out there, the keyboard.
Yeah, usually the faceless ones.
Yeah, the faceless ones. Or the ones where you click into their Instagram profiles and it's like they're a picture of them from, I don't know. It's weird stuff. Anyway, so got competed, went to the pro status, and then went and competed with the pros in the Yorton Cup for the OCB, and then won that. And then I was like, you know what? I'm deucing out. It was an extreme lifestyle that I just couldn't get down with. Yeah, and like
bodybuilding. Let me say, even for someone like myself, who like I enjoy the sport of bodybuilding. It's weird, man. It's a strange space where they're like, hey, you know how like we need body fat? Let's get rid of as much as we physically possibly can while still technically being alive. Like we would die 100% if we stayed there, but like let's dip into that for like a day, and it's and let's get oiled up and get on stage again. I like bodybuilding. Like don't get me wrong. I enjoy it, but it's like, hey, why don't you put on as much fake bronzer as ever has been put on before 1960 on all people, on me just right now, and let's see how this goes.
Totally. Say no more. And then be judged on your body for 5 minutes.
Yeah, people will stare at me as closely as possible and judge every aspect of my body.
Yeah, it's
where do I sign up?
It's pretty mentally fucking, honestly. Like, it fucks
with me. It's so weird.
Yeah, it is. It's an interesting sport. I will say that I learned a lot of discipline from it. However, the whole thing of what you just explained is not worth it. You're doing it for literally 6-7 months, and then all of a sudden, 24 hours, basically your hard work goes out the door, because as soon as you're done competing, you want to eat all of the things because you just restricted yourself for so long. And you basically gained back like 15 pounds. I gained back 25 pounds in 1 month after my competition. So, wow. Yeah.
What did you go to after your body? Where you're like, I'm going to Domino's, and every Cinestick in that place is going down the hatch. Those were my jams, Cinesticks.
Mine was Shake Shack.
Shake Shack. Yeah, that's the fries. Oh, I'm telling you, fries are one of the best things on this planet.
Heck yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm picturing Liam just loading up like a Pringles can with Oreos and just shooting them down.
Oreos. I feel like I don't know. There's something about like salty snacks that you can go overboard easier for me on, right? Like the sweet stuff. True. Eventually the sweet is like, okay, I'm over the sweet thing. But like
Liam,
salty fries.
You get addicted to sugar. Come on.
I know,
you
the addicted to
you
sugar
can't
thing.
Be tired of sugar.
I would
all
love someone to
right?
If someone was actually addicted to sugar, could you imagine you go to the grocery store, you walk down the aisle, oh, let me pick up, and there's just like a guy with a spoon, just like in a bag of sugar, just like just piling it into his mouth. Like, I can't stop. Please, someone help me. I have never seen that, and I don't think I ever will. But somehow we're all completely addicted to sugar because of a study in rats like a decade ago or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Type of correlation to like matching cocaine or the effects of cocaine on the brain or something like that.
Yeah. It's always, yeah. I'm telling you, like when it comes to like drugs and like in rats and stuff like that, it's crazy. They're like, oh, they like heroin. They like sugar more than heroin. It's like they're locking these people, like these not people, these rats into like there's nothing with them. They have no rat friends. There's no rat buddies. There's nothing with them. And they're just bored. And they'll just like eat whatever you put in front of them. So yeah, they're just going to be like, well, get me the fuck out of here. I got nothing else to do. I'm just going to eat pounds of sugar. That's my rant on that.
Yep. Yeah, that pretty much sums up the study.
So yeah, you're
well.
Not addicted to sugar, but yeah, sugar makes things taste good. No shit. So that's why, yeah. If I did bodybuilding, yeah, I would be like, I think I would go with fries and burgers. Good, milkshake and fries. That's the way to go. You take the fries, you put them in the milkshake, and that way you get them both. It's the salty and the sweet.
Yeah, it's like the Wendy's. The Wendy's milkshakes and the fries are the best. Game changer.
See, I'm a fish and chips guy. I would just have a stack of fish this high, a stack of fries this high.
No.
Yeah, I'm with you, Nikki, on this. Yeah, the fried fish, I don't know. It's
yeah,
like,
well, you probably like
it.
Bananas.
That must be a Canada thing.
The Canada thing. I think, well, it's a Britain thing because they don't, they're not allowed to have seasoning. England isn't allowed to have any food that tastes good. So they can only, they just like fry it to make it palatable.
See, I'm half Canadian, half British. So the British side wants the fish and chips. The Canadian side wants some poutine. So you get fish and poutine.
I'm saying no to all that. So anyway, Nikki, I'm kind of curious, like, because it always, whenever I talk with women, like, some of the, like, what I'm curious what you see in the barriers for women into lifting weights and get it. Because, you know, we always see the thing like, oh, I don't want to get bulky. And I'm always just like, oh, boy.
That was
oh,
exactly.
So I'm sure that's one. But give us like, you know, give us a little rundown of that sort of genre.
Yeah. The first thing that popped into my head was I don't want to get too bulky. And it's hilarious. There's a clip on my Instagram. There's a reel where I made of me like say like talking to women that think they're going to get too bulky. And it's like I'm talking to a wall because like it's not possible for that to happen in women, at least. We don't have, unless we're taking, you know, the steroids and stuff, but like yes. Women don't have as much testosterone as men do. So we're not going to get as big and bulky as men do. And then there's another one where they think that carbs make them fat. It just like blows my mind. I hate that one because carbs are so good. And especially if people are going for the goal of wanting to be more toned and wanting to build more muscle, they have to incorporate eating carbs because carbs give them that strength inside of the gym. And every carb that you eat turns into glycogen, and then glycogen just holds on to more water weight. So that's what they're seeing on the scale, but it's not actually fat. So we need to make like hashtag carbs make carbs great again, because that needs to happen.
Do you find that's more prominent with women? Because I think the carbs make you fat is sort of a general thing. Like we're moving that because we have to either demonize one, fats or carbs. Like that's it. We have to have a boogeyman. And we're more in the stage of fats are the most amazing thing ever and carbs now will give you all the cancers. But what, you know, is it more common with women that you see that they think carbs are going to make them fat?
I mean, I talk to women all day long, so that's just I feel like that's what they say all of the time. Then they come into our community and they're talking
about
that.
Yeah, I mean, I think as women also, you know, studies have shown they're more likely to have disordered eating patterns, at least. Women are, three times or something more likely to have eating disorders. And I think that's a lot of the pressure that's put on them. So they probably just face more pressure from kind of the quote-unquote diet culture, whatever you want to say.
Oh, 100%. The marketing that they grew up with, Jenny Craig, Weight Watchers, like all of those things, they just like brain. And then the parents that they grew up with, if their parents were on a diet after diet, they've been ingrained with these concepts in their brain and these narratives and these stories. And it totally can lead to those avenues of disordered eating or disordered thought processes around it. So yeah, they hear things on social media. If their people are saying carbs make them fat, then they think it's going to make them fat. But what I love to do is be like, dude, what evidence do you have to support that? Because like, you know, what I do, what I like to like, what I coach and be a coach, I'm like, in my profession, it's not to make you fat. Like I would be doing a disservice if I was making somebody fat, right? If they were coming to me asking for help and then they turn out to be fat. So like it's
you would be the worst coach ever.
Ever. Yeah.
Unless you were actually trying to coach them to be fat, in which case you're doing a pretty good job.
Yeah.
So but I feel like women are more targeted by that you need to lose fat stuff. And so they're more likely to get or see that carbs make you fat thing. Whereas I think men are more targeted by the toxic masculine, gotta go carnivore, gotta eat meat stuff. And so a lot of men, you know, avoid carbs, but it's not because of carbs making you fat. It's because carbs bad because they not meat.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a ton of shit out there that says all the things. You just got to keep it back to the basics.
Yeah, so I just wanted to go back to the thing I see, yes, is weightlifting makes you bulky, which is it's hilarious because there's like there's so many men that are trying to get bulky and failing. Like it's just it's difficult for them. It's really not gonna happen for you. And the thing is, like, you do see like the like kind of open bodybuilding competitions where women do take excessive amounts of exogenous hormones, you know, testosterone, all that, and they can get bulky. And then women see that like, oh, I'll end up like that if I pick up this pink dumbbell. And it's like, you know, weightlifting is so great for anybody, like it, you know, strength training, especially as you get older, we see more and more how important it is. So don't worry about that. It's like, it's just such a silly thing to worry about.
Like, how long did it take you to actually put on a decent amount of muscle?
Dude, like maybe five years.
Yeah.
Like to get me to where I wanted to be. Like I'm 9-10 years into the journey It didn't happen overnight.
Yeah. A lot of people think it goes on faster than it actually does. And that overnight, they're suddenly going to become this gigantic, manly looking. And I don't even want to say manly looking because, like, that's not right either.
Look at the Liver King, like Mr. Turtle Shell. Oh, I love the. He's terrible, but I love the Liver King. At least he's entertaining.
He's very entertaining. Exactly.
He's very entertaining. I love to see the Mr. Turtle there. Like, you see, he's so, just got this. It's, you know, it's like like back in the day, you go to like the you know, we don't do them anymore, but the freak shows, quote unquote. That's that he would sell out. He'd be so good. So, what do you like? I'm kind of what would you recommend for women? Kind of just like they're interested, right? Okay, so they don't really know what they're doing. They're interested in lifting some weights. You know, where did they start? Like, what's a good place to start?
Well, if they want to start lifting weights, what I would say is to get them out of the cardio room and off of the treadmills and off the ellipticals. And
the Stepmaster.
Wait, hold on. No, because cardio burns more fat. So they have to do cardio. Debunked immediately.
Cringe.
I know. I'm allowing you to go forward with this thought process.
Yeah. The more muscle you have to your body, it increases your BMI BMR naturally. So
I mean, it does increase your
it does increase your BMI. Technically, I'm obese. So when I go into a doctor's office, that shit is so whack.
It does increase your BMI and your BMR. Yeah. It increase all the Bs. Don't worry about it. So what we're talking about here is your BMR. So basically calories you burn during the day just existing. And you know, exactly. Lean tissue, so muscle is very active, so it's going to require you to eat more calories to fuel it. So building muscle is a good idea if you're trying to, you know, lose some fat.
Exactly. Amen. Thank you. You just said it perfectly. And then so back to the strength training thing, if you want to go strength train, I would say, first, it's the big fear of getting over the thought process that when you walk into the weight room, everybody is looking at you. Like, there's every woman is so afraid to walk in there, and they have this thought process that that people are watching how they're working out or watching how they're doing their form or whatever. They're just nervous to go do that, to walk into the weight room. So I would say definitely, like, nobody's concerned about what you're doing. They're only concerned about how they look and what they're doing. And then the second thing is, I would say, is if you've never lifted a weight before, definitely don't go in and go ham. Like, have a plan. Have a plan to follow, because it could, first of all, I'm thinking about like injuries, and then it can just be hard on the body and all that stuff. So you got to take it light and easy to begin with. Maybe it's like a couple of days in your first week or 2 weeks. And you're getting comfortable with following the plan and doing that. And I would say study exercise videos so that you can feel more confident.
Yeah, do you have any outlets on that you recommend, enjoy, just something for people to go look towards, anything?
Totally.
As far as creating a plan?
Yeah, you can go to Warrior Babe. You can check out warriorbabe.com.
There you go. Shameless plug. That's what I'm talking about. There you go.
There we go. Yeah, you can definitely do that. If you don't want to think about putting together a plan, you can totally check out Warrior Babe. We can support you in doing that. We have a team of 66 coaches. So they all work individually with their own clients, and they will make the plan for you, and they'll guide you along the way so that you feel confident with the plan to go after. But yeah, if you want to start strength training, I would say just start trying it, start doing it. And have the mentors, have the people to support you along the way.
And I think it's tough for people in general. I mean, for women for sure, but all people is just like, you want to go all in or not. And that's kind of getting away. We talk about this a lot on this podcast, getting away from the all or nothing mentality. So like, you're going to go and I'm going to do an hour of weightlifting. You don't need to do that. There's no. When you're starting off, you'll gain muscle from looking at weights. So you just need to get in there and do and start with something, you know, like 10 minutes, 15 minutes is fine. Hey, you usually do 30 minutes on the elliptical, make it 15. Do 15 minutes of weightlifting. Just balance it out. You know, you don't have to, like she said, you don't
have
to go crazy.
A little bit is better than nothing.
Yeah, I'm thinking about when I first started my journey, what I did. It's like, I didn't know what to do. I was spending so much time on Pinterest looking at like back workouts and trying to follow like those types of things. And until I wasn't seeing the type of results that I wanted because I didn't feel like I was doing it the right way, I finally hired somebody that knew what to do. And then they put together the plan for me. They put together the guidance. So I didn't have to think about it and waste more time. I wanted to get to my results faster. So And yeah, and then I found out I was doing things wrong, to what your point was, like, you don't have to spend an hour inside the gym. My workouts were like 40, 45 minutes max. When I first started, when I got into the world of bodybuilding, which is stupid, ridiculous. I was inside the gym fucking 7 days a week, doing cardio for 2-3 hours a day.
Plus, I got my first meal of tuna fish and rice in my prep container. Let me just pop that out. Don't you want any seasoning? What's seasoning? I don't understand. Be eat spoon with
Dude, I used to travel with my food on the plane and had to put it in a plastic bag and eat fish and tilapia on a plane. Like, who does that?
That's, yeah, I mean, when you look at, when you, let's say, okay, listen, in the Venn diagram, I think that's right, where there's the circles, you got like disordered eating and you got bodybuilding. There's a big overlap there, I'm telling you, with those circles.
There's more
come
overlap
together hard.
Than non-overlap.
Yeah.
Like, if you just asked a competitive bodybuilder, like, a eating disorder questionnaire, there'd be a lot of fucking yeses. I'm telling you that. Like, how often do you think about your diet? You know, like, all the, you know, do you eat tilapia on a plane out of a bag? Yes, of course I do. Other people don't. You know?
Yeah. Facts. Yeah. 100%. I made a podcast of how I was hospitalized because of the restrictive eating that I had bodybuilding. Yeah.
And I think a lot of people see that, and then that makes them a little timid about, you know, into getting into the weightlifting. Like, that is just, it's a sport. It's a beauty competition. So I think, and like, to your point earlier, it is especially tough for women. Like, you get into like the weightlifting area where it's all dudes that are just sweaty and gross. Right. And it's, they're all just like stringers. And like, and it's to be the only female there. Like, that's gotta be kind of tough. Like, I understand that. But like, I'm telling you, the people that I meet at the gym are just like the most nice, welcoming.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to get your D-bags. Like, it's going to happen. Yeah. It's like, that's life. That's everywhere you go. But seriously, people at the gym have been just so like, hey, you're doing awesome. Like, just compliments. If I could go anywhere, it's just to try and receive a compliment. But basically, most of the compliments I've ever received, they've been in the gym. That's where people I find the nicest.
And then talking about the people that might be looking at you, chances are they're looking at you to see if you're looking at them, because they're nervous that you're looking at them.
It's like two people. They're like, don't look at me.
Yeah, exactly.
No, let me go hide. And a lot of time they're maybe looking at you because they don't know what they're doing, so they're trying to figure out like you're doing, how you're doing it. So like,
quite a few people come over to me and ask me about the exercise that I'm doing because they were interested about it. They asked me, you know, how to do certain things, and you can do that. There's lots of people in the gym you can go talk to, ask them questions. They are happy to help you.
Yeah, totally, 100%. What I would say, though, back to that point was with like when people are looking at you in the gym, what I did at the beginning, if there's anything that wants to help people with that type of mindset, I used to walk in with a hat. I used to just put a hat on and like put like it acted as if it was like my blinders. So I couldn't see anybody around me, and I couldn't like pay attention to anybody that was around me. I couldn't see if anybody.
If they can't see me.
Exactly. If they can't see me, I can't leave. Yeah. You know, it worked. It fucking worked. It was nice. So. People in one
place. You always kind of have to find what works for you. Cause yeah, like everybody is so different. But man, yeah, I'll tell you, just try and find, go to a gym, spend a few minutes and just, you know, find some good music. I always think good music or something you enjoy listening to while you're there is always helpful. Yeah.
It's just like, always trying new things too as well. Like,
it's about trying new things. Yeah. But like the question I always like to ask for people like yourself who are like, you know, coach who does coaching, you know, what are some things that you have seen from your clients? What are, I always forget how I phrase this, Rob, but I'm gonna figure it out. It's totally fine. What are some collective things that that all the successful people in your experience do? So like, you know, I'm sure you've seen, there's got to be trends with people, like the people who achieve the things they set out to do have some similar traits. Like, what are maybe a few traits that you've seen?
Yeah, that's a great question. I love the book Atomic Habits by James Clear, where he talks about the winner's mentality and the loser's mentality. The winner's mentality, the ones that like literally these two people have the same goals. They want to achieve the same things, mm-hmm. right? But it's the winners that, you know, that actually. So it can't be the goals that are the same thing, right? Or it can't be the goals that are the differentiator between
them. Right, because they all have the same goals.
Right, the same goals. So it's the systems. It's the systems that they put into place. And it's like drinking their water. It's doing their workout. It's tracking their macros or whatever nutrition plan they're following. It's consistently doing those things over a period of time and following through on it. So the biggest thing that's successful of people that I see that are successful and are the winners are the consistency and like actually doing like the thing that they said they're going to do and follow through on it. It could be 3 months into a program and maybe a person is wondering why, like they two people start at the same time, right? And they're working with the same coach. And 3 months in, this person's getting awesome results and they're similar body type, like similar little lifestyle, similar, like all of the things. Cause there's a vast, like there's so many different people and so many individual people, but let's just say that for the context of the story, there's one person that is a little bit further along with the progress that they're seeing. And the other one's wondering why they're not seeing as much progress. And when you ask the questions and you dive deeper and you try and, you know, formulate why one is further ahead and not, it's because the other one's been so super consistent and they follow through on the plan. They've done the workouts, you know, the 5 out of 5 times in a week. And if there's been a speed bump along the way, they didn't allow that speed bump to get in their way.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to get at, because that is what we see so often. People start off usually pretty well. Like when they start something, they're sticking to it for, you know, a few days, a week, a couple weeks, whatever it is. But it's always that first, call it failure, I guess, whatever it is, you call it speed bump, whatever you want to call it, that people just like, ah, fuck it. It's always that. It's always like, fuck it, whatever. I did this. It's over. And getting out of that, I find, is one of the most difficult things for people. And I don't know, I don't have the exact answer how to get out of that. But boy, you just have to realize like one small slip up, mistake, whatever, isn't going to ruin your whole journey. Like it's essentially meaningless in the context of your whole fitness journey, that one mistake. It's just that turns into, you know, the whole week, the whole month, or whatever it is.
Well, you know, I don't know if you talked about this on the podcast before, but you talked about it at some point, how you never worry about any of the mistakes you make because you compare it to the people who had the chance to buy Netflix. Was it Best Buy?
That's the best. Well, Best Buy could have bought Netflix not once, but twice, and they turned them down. And so you got to just think about the people who made horrible decisions in life, and then you feel better. So compare yourself to terrible people, and you will feel better. That is the message of this entire podcast. Good night, everyone. Have a swell day.
At least you weren't Best Buy.
Compare yourself to the worst decisions in human history, and you will feel so much better about yourself than the poor decision that you made.
Facts. There was I did put on my story though today to, along these lines. It was a quote by Michael Jordan: "When a child is learning how to walk and falls down 50 times, they never think to themselves, 'Maybe this ain't for me.'"
I like that. Like,
pick it back up and get going.
Thomas Edison, he's like, "I didn't fail 500 times to make the light bulb. I just found out 500 ways to not make a light bulb." Now, Thomas Edison was a shitty ass person. He was like, he stole everything and he was terrible. May he rot in his grave. But like, that's a good quote. That's a solid quote. They can still, the bad ones can still have some good ones. That's what I'm saying.
100%. Yeah. 100%. If you experience a failure along the way, just get right back up and continue on.
So yeah. I conveniently had this text from a friend this morning.
Damn, and I could have bought Netflix and I didn't do it. Why did I not do
that? That's exactly what this text is. How did you know? It's from a female friend of mine. "So I've been lifting weights consistently with a trainer since October, barely any noticeable muscle. My friend, 1 month doing some stupid beach body, instant muscle. Is this genetics? This isn't fair."
This isn't fair.
I like literally don't know what to say to that.
Like there's a lot that could go into that. Like maybe the trainer's just not a good trainer.
First thought was maybe fire. Thank God she fired the trainer.
I mean, there is that.
I mean, there's definitely a genetic component to it. There are people that we all hate these people, right? Okay, we all have those friends. Like, I have a friend from high school who just got jacked from nothing. Like, good person. Hate him. Hate his guts. Hate everything about him. Because it's not fair. Like, you look at those people and you're like, why? Why do they just eat Skittles and fucking Oreos And they're lean and shredded and muscular. Like, it's just, it can be like, I'm just trying to sympathize with people because we all know that fucking person. We'll call him Chad. Chad's a dick. Chad might be a nice,
such a dick.
Chad might be a nice person. We hate Chad. We all hate Chad because, and even Chad like understands it. Like, I think they get it. They're like,
I feel like this is women and their husbands. They hate when their husbands are able to lose a 10 pounds in like 3 weeks. Yeah.
And it's 100% true because men have a higher, like, on average, men have a higher caloric, you know, requirement, right? So if they cut out, if you both cut out one thing, they're probably going to lose, the male's probably going to lose more weight. And that fucking sucks. Like, and it's frustrating to see. We see that and we're like, damn, why can't I have it like that? But, you know, at the end of the day, genetics does place just a massive component with it. And you have to.
It's true that some people have more androgen receptors.
And there's definitely that. And you have to. And I know it's, people have heard this fucking countless times, but I'm gonna tell you again, because I can. It's my fucking podcast. I can do whatever I want with this. OK, and I can also swear to all you people saying I should stop swearing. I'll do whatever the fuck I want.
You have fans that tell you to swear more, though. So,
yeah, those are my fucking buddies right there.
Now, get that all the time. Ever stop.
I'm not, so I can do what I want. And what I want to do is tell you to goddamn compare yourself to you, because I know we've all heard that, but man, you compare yourself to other people. It's never good. It's never good. You see people on Instagram, it's all fucking lighting and genetics and posing and this and that. If you compare yourself to you, though, you know, you lost 5 pounds, you can go longer on the treadmill, you feel better, whatever it is, those small things will keep you going more than, you know, whatever fucking thing you're comparing yourself to, which is stupid anyway.
And another thing is, if you don't know how much muscle that person's put on in the past, if they put on muscle and then they lost the muscle, it's easier for them to put the muscle back on again.
That's
an actual thing. But also, shout out to Leon Dogwood, who's the one that told you to swear more.
All my swearing buddies. But yeah, no, there, see, that's my plan. Listen, I'm going to take pictures right now, and then I'm just going to gain a ton of weight, and then I'm going to do before and after and reverse them.
Dude,
and then
about doing that today because of,
bro,
like, the whole...
you could easily look at the before and after. Come on. And you just swap them. That's easy. Yep. It's so easy to gain. I just gained the weight. Boom. And then everybody signs up. Problem solved.
Oh, wait, I thought about something completely different when you were saying that. Never mind.
Well, we've all thought about this at one time. That's what's important. We all thought about scamming people and how easy it would be. Yeah, you need to think of those things.
We think about that every single episode.
We think about that every single episode and how we can scam people out of money and how much money we could make.
Wow.
Yep. Somebody could literally listen to this podcast and learn everything there is to know about scamming.
Welcome
people
back to InScammeration. Get your pens and pencils out, because this is how you're going to take others' money.
Now it's reversing your before and after photos.
We got the supplements. Reverse your before and after. Hell
nothing
yeah.
Worse than I saw on Instagram, somebody calling out somebody else for photoshopping and totally like changing the way the weights were in the photo, and then like bringing in the waistline and stuff like that.
There's so much of that. If you don't know, like, I'm telling you, there's so much photo. Videos can be pretty edited pretty well now. Like, it's crazy. So you can't trust like anything you see. Fucking AI's taking over. We're all screwed. Yes, we're all screwed. I mean, AI's taking over. Okay.
I've made Bobby do an entire sitcom episode.
Moral of the story, hope is lost. Give up. That's...
Wow. I gotta tell you guys, this is the most interesting fucking podcast I've ever been on.
This is what we do.
That
okay,
means
this
we're doing
we're
our
about
job.
Yeah,
we,
you guys
we swear
are
and we yell at our listeners. This is what we do.
You know, that's great, guys.
Sometimes people need a little bit of the David Goggins, okay?
That was
right?
Me on my Instagram story today. If you guys go check it out, I'm yelling at the fact that fucking Ozempic and these injectables. I got a text today from actually a company that I really respect. And it was the fact that they are launching their weight loss program. It's here. Is launching their weight management program, and you can now book in your consultation, and it's fucking semaglutide and a bunch of other injections on their PDF, and they
is there some big like lose this much weight in this amount of time Do they
weight
have
loss.
Like
weight loss backed by science?
Backed by science. Smart. Oh, that's smart.
There we go. Yeah.
See, now we're learning. See, this is where we learn the good shit. How we fucking scam people. What else we got? How else are we scamming people? Let me know.
Yeah. So it was me screaming at my Instagram being, because like the two things on there is it stabilizes blood sugar and it curbs your cravings. I was like, guess what, people? Guess what else fucking does? Fucking protein. Eat your protein in a day. That does the same goddamn good. Thing.
I would add boost metabolism in there as well. I think that's important to add because that's like a big, people love that. So yeah, I would just add that on top. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Yeah. I give them a 9 out of 10.
I'm so mad. I'm raging.
Oh, it's fucking infuriating. That's why I yell so much on this podcast. I mean, there's a lot of reasons I yell, but that's one of the reasons I yell so much.
Yeah.
True story.
It's, and I think people sympathize because we're all just fucking angry. Like every single one of us is just fucking mad.
As
like,
soon we as just... you reach that point where you've learned that all of this stuff is scamming, all of these things are like, plays on words.
Still here? Like, how is the fitness industry still here? Like, how are we still like?
Because
how are we
it
not
fucking works.
Well, yeah, because
it works. That's why it's still here.
Facts.
And it's so infuriating for us because we see it. We're like, okay, it does the thing you're saying works doesn't work, but what you are doing in scamming people 100% works, and you just don't give a shit. So it's just frustrating for anyone else who just like who sees this and understands. You just want to scream. And you just want to scream. And so either you scream into a pillow or you make a podcast like I did and you yell at your listeners. And that is all you can do. People, stop fucking listening to those assholes. Moving on.
Here for it.
Well, how you doing, Rob? What's going on?
I'm not being my worst, Liam.
Hey, and we're not our worst. And that's what's important. Small steps. Don't be your worst.
And that's your introduction to Liam's ranting.
Fucking, it's one step at a time. Made a misstep. It's a bad week now. Bye. Fuck that shit. It's one mistake. Who gives a shit? It doesn't matter. Anyway.
Yeah, no, okay, I love your content, Liam. Your content's great. I'm waiting for the K-bye. Do you say that at the end of the podcast?
K-bye! Just, all I want to do in my videos is just yell at people like, you know what you have to do. It's not complicated. Stop listening to people that say, eat raw testicles. No, that's not the answer. I know you are asking me, is this is real? No, it's not real. You know it's not real. K-bye!
K-bye. That got me so mad about that because he's eating raw testicles saying that's the way to go to get the results, yet didn't come out until like what a year later about him taking the drugs or people taking
anyone with two eyeballs. No, anybody with one eyeball fucking knew that dude was on every drug.
Dude, no kidding.
I knew. I called it, and then my friends were like, "No way!" And
who
I was like, "Dude,
100%,
100%, it totally is." And then I was like, when it came out, I was like, "Told you so, fucking told you so."
Of course he is. He looks like a fucking mutant. Like obviously, how do you not know? But no, it's the primal lifestyle, bro. You just need to wake up and fucking sun your taint. And then go eat as many raw testicles as your stomach can fit.
I saw that on your content.
For the listeners that somehow don't know what he's talking about Liver King again.
Liver King. Again, entertaining. Fun to watch. Complete, I don't know, a jester. He's a jester in the 21st century.
Let's all go eat testicles after this.
That's my assessment. Oh. So what's your guys' week been like? How you doing?
Well, I mean, we did play a lot of Baldur's Gate.
Man, that game's fun. See, you work out and then you play video games.
That's the way you go.
Don't you guys, I just bought an Xbox. My first Xbox ever.
There you go. See?
Oh, well, now you can come play Baldur's Gate with us.
You got to play.
I'm pretty sure it's cross-platform.
You have to rest in order to build muscle. We don't build muscle in the gym, right? We break down muscle in the gym. Yeah. And we build it playing Baldur's Gate sitting on our butts. This is what we do.
And you burn
critical BDSM sessions.
That.
What'd you say, Nikki? Rob's yelling at me. Why is Rob always yelling this podcast? Shut up.
You burn calories while you're doing it.
It's exactly. You burn calories while you're yelling. No, you work out and then you come and you relax. And that is where you repair. Okay. And it's everything in moderation. You work out, you eat healthy food. You eat nutritious food most of the time. And then you enjoy your Doritos while playing Baldur's Gate. And yes, it gets your keyboard a little Dorito-y, but you can clean that. It's fine.
I think it's absolutely hilarious. Sometimes in the lives, you get the comments from people that are like, why are you playing video games? To have a little fun? I'm sorry.
People are trolls.
Oh, God. And it's always fun. Isn't it fun that the trolls always stick up for the people scamming people in the fucking...
Oh, yeah.
It's the best. Like, they've bought fully into... They're the ones that bought into the, like, Liver King and shit. And you're just like, what is life? What is going on?
Those are the ones that actually thought Liver King was natural.
Yeah. What's happened? Where did we go wrong? Anyway, I guess we should probably get back to telling people like what they can actually do to help themselves. Well, that's probably good. 40 okay. minutes in.
In moderation, track your macros, eat right, work out,
do
play video games.
The things you know you need to do. You already know them.
Yeah, exactly.
But one thing you do talk about is post-perimenopausal stuff.
I think that's important, yeah.
Yeah, and that's something that Liam and I obviously have no idea about.
Not an expert.
No.
I've personally never gone through it, but I share a bunch of, the education background. I went to nursing school, and so I have all of that insight. Worked in the field for 9 years. But yeah, our community is all full of women that are pre, post menopause going through it. And I think one of the most important things that this demographic can be doing is strength training, because at the age of which this happens, their estrogen drops, all the hormones are shifting internally, their bone density is getting weaker, osteoporosis is a real thing later on in life. I remember when I worked in the ER, the amount of like fractures and hip fractures of older women that I would see coming in. I'm like, man, you can tell, you can look at somebody, you can realize that they probably never worked out a day in their life before. And so I think, just stressing the fact that those women that are in that age group should be in the world of strength training. And I'm not talking about like, boot camps and like F45 and like Orange Theory. I'm talking like actually putting the resistance on the body to make the bones, to make the muscle stronger, that in turn make the bones stronger. So,
but that's going to make me look like a man.
I think.
Well, especially at that age, it definitely ain't, because the hormones are definitely not there 100%. So,
and for women in that age range, like, you really don't need a lot of weight. You can easily work out at home. I know a lot of people are still just against the gym. If you can just buy some simple weights, bands, just
a good
something.
Set of resistance bands, you could get like $50.
I know.
And they will take you a far way.
100%. You could do tempo work. You could slow down the movement. Like, you could put more time under tension to really create the burn. Like, all that.
You can look up YouTube. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. It's a place that got lots of videos. There's at least 10 of them. I don't know. And you
is
just
in moderation
up
on YouTube. I think people should look up in moderation on YouTube.
Hey, don't plug our podcast during our podcast, idiot. Listen.
Plug.
Listen. Look up. Look up, resistance bands workouts, like, and there's a kajillion billion of them, and you can just buy yourself some simple bands.
There we go. Now that's how you plug.
You can look up Warrior Band. Yeah, exactly. I love it. And and you can work out at home, listen to your own music, listen to whatever you like to listen to, and you're in the privacy of your own home. Just something is always better than nothing. Doing that, 2-3 times a week for 20 minutes? Like, I'm pretty sure most people can find at least that. Okay, don't even have to
There's
travel.
Cozy cardio. Now we got cozy bulking.
Cozy bulk? I don't know if I'm on the with cozy, the cozy.
Cozy building? Cozy. Come on. We need some sort of catchy name so we can
cozy
turn
cozy cardio
this into a thing.
Is alliteration, and I like that.
That's
so
true.
We need the alliteration. Yeah.
Okay.
Relaxed.
Some sort of
relaxed resistant. No. We're going to workshop this. We're going
we'll
back
to workshop
this at some point. But just in your own home, and having that for a lot of people, they just feel more comfortable. So that's A-OK.
Facts.
Now we're all chill.
And now I've
we've gotten it all out of our system. Now is the Zen moment. Deep breath.
The simple things, man. I'm telling you, it's just the simple things.
The basics. 100%. Yeah.
Is there anything that you wanted to talk about while you're here?
Eat, lift, be nice to people, and work hard.
Don't be your worst. Yes. Again, you go back to the simple things. That's all it is, people. It's all, fine. Yeah. It's okay.
Get your 10K steps in a day, people. That's really
important.
Get
your steps
too.
In. Drink your waters or your diet soda because no, it's not going to give you all the cancers. It's fine.
I have
another thing.
Diet Coke in my fridge right now. It's bomb.
There we go. Another thing, though, is that we should also probably start encouraging younger women to get into sports and lifting more.
I mean,
yeah, totally. I think all like sports, that's how I started my whole career. I played sports growing up, played basketball, field hockey, track. And that's what gave me tons of, first of all, structure, routine. And then you had a coach telling you all the things that you had to do. You had practice, you had to show up to, like, and you just find, you find a lot of confidence doing that kind of stuff. And then after that, the reason why I got back into bodybuilding is because after the sports, college life happened and you have that like weird error where you're trying to like figure things out and like learn life. And I forgot what the feeling was like having a coach. So totally, like, I think sports at a young age gives you a lot of things to learn in life from being in sports. Yeah. Lost my train of thought there, but
no, I think it's great avenue. But for a lot of people, I think they get in this mindset where they don't do any of those. They don't do sports or, you know, at a younger age. And they're like, oh, it's just kind of too late. You know, like, I just never got into it, so I'm not going to get into it. Listen, I'll tell you, until the age of 20, the only time I ever ran was by pressing A. Like, I didn't play any sports. I didn't run. I didn't do anything athletic whatsoever. And it wasn't until I was in my 20s, really, until I started doing active things. So, like, it, you know, and there's people in their 40s, 50s doing it for their first time. That's fine. Like, get into it. Mess up. Yeah. Learn. That's what's important.
But, yeah. Like, I've definitely seen a lot of stuff that kind of is that speed bump for women to get, or for young girls to get into sports and stuff. And like, I don't know if you guys saw it, but I think it was in Kentucky. There was a girls basketball team that was just, it was a mixed league. So boys and girls playing. And this one school had all girls on their team. And they were absolutely whooping the boys. They went 7-1 in their league. And then when it got time to do the big competition at the end of the season, the league actually banned them from competing in that because they didn't want the boys to lose to girls. Not even joking. That was their reason.
That's so great. What? That's so great. Talk about fragile masculinity at its finest.
Right? Like, these girls were absolutely whooping the boys' teams.
Wait.
That's honestly smart, though. Here's how I'll never lose. You can't play. Boom. Problem solved.
There. Yep.
I would feel like that would almost fuck me up even more if I was a boy. I handed it. Yeah.
Don't worry about me. I'm just eating tofu over here because I hurt. Because the internet told me it'll give me man boobs. Because they can't have that either. You can't have anything if you listen to the internet. Don't listen to any of the internet. You won't be able to eat any food. In moderation, 2024.
Wow.
Well, I think you need to tell everybody where to find you. Obviously, I mean, there's something about like a warrior and a babe in there somewhere.
Yes, you guys, if you want... what we talked about earlier, you know, we heavily help women in the age brackets of like 40 to 70 years old that are struggling with learning how to eat right. Our North Star is macronutrients. We're a macronutrient-based company, but like, we're not going to like, you know, bring a client in and be like, yo, you got to track protein, fats, and carbs right out of the gate. It ain't going to happen. Talk about failure right there. So we'll help them learn about nutrition, and we'll help you guys get, you know, strength training plans underway, learn how to, you know, build more muscle, learn. I love to say muscle is an organ of longevity. That's what Dr. Gabriel Lyon says. So yeah, if you want all that support along your fitness journey, we've helped over 18,000 women check it out, worrybabe.com. And you guys can find me on socials at Nikki Stott, but I spell it all weird. It's N-I-K-K-I-E-Y, and then it's S-T, not C. My whole life, everyone says my last name is Scott, but it's S-T-O-T-T. And you guys can find me at the Macro Hour. I have a podcast too as well. So yeah, thanks.
So what you're saying is you actually teach women to not eat 1,000 calories, that they can actually eat more than that?
Facts. Yeah,
the 1,200 calories, so 1,000 calories. That's,
I used to want to bash my head into a wall.
Yeah.
Every woman comes into
I'd yell, but I'm done yelling. I'm out of it. I got nothing left in the tank. Sorry, guys. Bye. Yeah,
that,
I think
that was the, that was the biggest rant you've had in a while.
That was good. That was fun. I had a 60-year-old eating almost 3,600 calories.
Wow.
Yeah. It's fun stuff.
That's what I eat. And I burn 2,000 calories a day yelling. Which is crazy.
Only 2,000?
I mean, it depends on the day, obviously. When I'm bulking.
Obviously, yeah. Yeah.
I feel like that rant here alone burned 2,000 calories.
Liam's level of neat is up here.
Pretty much. I non-exercise the shit out of the activity thermogenesis.
Oh, wow.
Good stuff. Liam's introduced an entirely new categorization of metabolism. It's yelling, exercise, activity, thermogenesis.
Honestly, there's so much bullshit in the like nutrition and fitness world. I think I could get people on just getting mad. Here's how you just get mad at the world. And then like you just have to expel calories through anger. Would that be good for your psyche? I don't know. There's only one way to find out.
Well, then.
I mean, everyone loves
it. And it's backed by science.
Backed by science. Oh, my God.
Beautiful position. Boost your metabolism. Backed by science. $24.99 a month. There's three tiers.
Use my promo code.
Use my promo code.
You're like freakishly really good at that.
He's had a lot of practice.
I've seen a lot of things, and I could scam anyone anywhere I wanted to. Oh, shit.
All right. Well, Liam sold over to the dark side.
Not yet, but I will one day when eventually I just run out of energy.
Yeah. You're just going to break. And
heel turn hasn't happened yet, but trust me, my friends, it will. It will.
It will. Yeah.
What did you say? Heel turn?
Huh? Heel.
Heel turn. When you turn heel, it's like when you go evil.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
It's like in a movie where someone turns heel, they become the villain at that point.
Oh.
Yeah. I think did it originate with wrestling? I know wrestling uses it a lot.
I think you're right. I think it started with like WWE. Like you had the heel turn. So like you had a wrestler who was like the good guy. And then all of a sudden like Andre the Giant, now he's the bad guy. And everyone's like, oh shit, he's a bad guy now. It's crazy.
Yeah.
That's heel turn.
Oh, I just learned something new.
Well, there's your fun fact of the day. Learning on In Moderation. Good night, everybody.
Do you learn anything about nutrition or fitness? No, but you learn what heel
wrestling
turns. You learn WWE turns. Everyone, have a nice day. Okay, bye.
There it is.
There we go. End of podcast. Right there. End of podcast.
Hey, wasn't that a great time? Listen to the podcast. You were just, I'm assuming you knew, or you were just listening to In Moderation. So if you go ahead and hit the 5-star button, is that a thing? The like button?
That's a thing.
No.
Yep.
The like button 5 on YouTube. Stars. If you're on YouTube, hit the like button. Not the dislike button. That's a bad button. The
bad
like button.
Bad don't touch.
Hit all the other buttons. The share. You can go check out
all those things.
Subscribe. Go check out our Patreon. Yeah. We do have a Patreon. It's free to join if you want, or you could give us money. That'd be really cool. Like a dollar or two. It doesn't matter. Whatever you have.
That's where you'll find all the news for this.
We're super appreciative. You can find all sorts of other stuff there. We do giveaways. I think sometimes.
Sometimes.
All that. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So, peace.